Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Mpoputini on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's 12 after 2 o'clock right here on Heart to Heart, right here on Radio Pulpit. We're joined on the line by Pastor Nokke Mane. Mfundisi, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us once again.
Good afternoon, Paul, and good afternoon to everybody at home.
Are you good?
No, I'm good. I'm good, Paul, by God's grace, and we thank Him. We're grateful to have this time again, an opportunity to come through and speak to everybody. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Marudi. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Just adjusting to being back.
Definitely. Yeah. Are we trying to adjust with you as well? We're trying to adjust with you.
Yeah, that is true. Sure.
Yes.
And I think the year-end fatigue is not helping.
you came back at the wrong time. You're supposed to come back somewhere around January. Now you come back already fatigued, you know, going towards December.
Sure.
But each job, each job.
Yeah, that is so true. That is so true.
Yes.
Marudi, what are we talking about this afternoon?
This afternoon, Paul, we are continuing from last week, and we really, you know, went through some few points that I wanted us to share, and I felt befitting that we should continue on the same subject, which is we have our foundation scripture on that talk on 1 Kings 3, verse number 16, which is very interesting because we were trying to deal with, you know, the spirit of acceptance. And I want to make it clear probably to the listeners at home that we are not necessarily saying that we must be ignorant of the facts around us, but we are saying that, you know, when Christ died for us, He did not die for us to accept the status quo. That's why if you read John chapter 10, verse 10, He says, "The thief cometh not but to steal, kill, and destroy." You know, that's acceptable according to the word. But He says, "I will come that you may have life and have it in abundance." And that's what we're supposed to accept on our side. We are dealing with, Paul, you know, the spirit of acceptance, you know, of circling for lesser than what God has for you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which season they're in, whether in the pandemic or we are in post or in the middle of it, it doesn't matter. But we are saying Christ died for greater things than the stuff we're accepting. And we're saying this has become the culture, you know, in our communities, in the lives of believers, that anything that we see repeating itself in our lives, we tend to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
And said, well, if yenze kanjalo, kushuthi, it's part of our lives. But we are saying we can't accept it. Because we are saying them, Paul, that if God did not say it concerning your life, then one must refuse to accept it.
Mm.
We made a simple example, you know, before I just go to scripture, but let's make a simple example. If you are sick in your body, we understand why you are sick, and you've got to go to the doctor, take medication. But we are saying in the midst of you being sick, we are saying don't accept the sickness. It does not mean that you won't be attacked by sickness, but we are saying that you must refuse it while it's happening. You must still stand on Isaiah 3, verse 5, but by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. That's what I accept. I don't accept what's going on in my life. That's why I believe that the just shall live by faith,
amen,
not by sight. So we know we can see what's happening, but we refuse to accept it. So my topic and my subject is dealing with that. And last week in Paul, we did address the issue of things even in our families. We see a lot of things happening, and those things, we tend to accept them. You know, everybody, marriages fall apart. Everybody, you know, we are like Kaya, we drink a lot. You know, like Kaya, there's a particular sickness. We tend to accept it. We tend to say, no, it's something that we can accept. We tend to want to live with it. But I'm saying that the Bible is full of people who refuse to accept the status quo. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, you remember, the woman with the issue of blood, the Bible says for 12 years. I mean, that's too much. People cry for 12 days.
Yeah.
People cry for 12 months. This is a woman who has been having an issue of blood for 12 years. But that time, Paul, you and me know, would have accepted the condition. But that time, you know, the Bible says she went to a specialist, the physicians, everybody could not help her. So by that time, Paul would have accepted it. But we found this woman with a strong edge of faith. She says, now, if she hears that Jesus is passing by, she says, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. I mean, the woman is so strong and stubborn enough to say that if I can still hope that Jesus can still turn my life around, I believe the situation will change. So we are dealing with that. We went on and dealt with the fact that Mary in the wedding, you know, in Cana of Galilee, we spoke about it, but we said she refused to accept. I mean, the wine was gone because the day had gone, but Mary said, so we can't have Jesus here and have lack. So let's deal with that. We can't accept it. You know, it was the woman who had the child was vexed with demons and died. And she went to Jesus and said, Lord, help my child. And Jesus says, no, I'm only sent to the house of Israel. But the woman was persistent to say, no, you can't tell me back. You've got to solve my, I refuse to accept the rejection. And we are saying today that there are a lot of us who in the sight of trouble, when they are faced with a challenge, they immediately accept it and succumb to that. But we are saying, may God today inject faith in us to say, don't accept what he didn't say in your life. If God did not say it concerning your life, you can't accept it. And that is why we are putting up the first key book of the First Kings 3:16 as our foundation scripture. The woman slept there with a living child. They were swiped over in the middle of the night. She woke up, if you read the story, with a dead baby. And the Bible says she looked closely into her life, into the child, and says, this is not my child. So she almost called a funeral. She almost called a funeral. You know, up until she looked closely and says, no, let me examine this baby. And then she said, no, it's not mine. It's not mine. And I'm saying to somebody sitting at home again, I'm putting an emphasis on that. Look closely to your life and see, do you see everything God said? If you have not seen it, then it's not yours. That's why Joseph in the pit, he understood, if what I see here is not what God said to me, then I'm refusing it. I can't die in the pit. I can't die in a place where God never spoken to me about. I am above this. I've got to rise above this situation and this circumstance. So, Paul, we are again emphasizing that today. But look closely into your life. Look closely into your family. Look closely into your marriage. Look closely in your finances. And if what you see there is what God said, it's fine, accept it. But if you see there is not what God said in your life, then refuse to accept it.
Amen. Sure, refuse to accept it. Because at times we find ourselves accepting even what people say about us or things they see and things that are untrue and are contrary to the word or things that you may be feeling at that very point. We really need to refuse these things.
Yes. And Paul, listen, Paul, I'm telling you now, I mean, in the Bible, you saw people who refuse even God saying that they will die. Ezekiah was told for 3 days he's going to die. And he went to God and negotiated. He said, no, there's no way, I'm refusing. I'm refusing this prophecy. The prophet came to his house and said, in 3 days, put your house in order. He refused it. So if that's a possibility, how much more the woman who refused Jesus' rejection, Mary refused the rejection in the wedding, how much more to people who are saying things to us that God never said about our lives? You cannot live your life accepting things about you that God never said about you, especially those things coming from people and from situations. You must be a child of God that is so determined to say that I refuse to accept that which God never said concerning my life. You know, yeah, you can't, you must refuse being a failure. Refuse it. Look at it closely and say, I refuse it. You know, Abantu are walking around accepting a lot about themselves coming from other people, not coming from God? Have we checked on God? Yeah, I mean, God will say to you, are blessed, and a different language. You accept what man says and refuse what God said. And I'm saying today, if God did not say it, don't accept it. Don't accept it. Refuse to accept it. Whatever is happening to you, whatever they are saying towards you, refuse to accept it. Don't succumb. Don't settle for less. But only hold on fast to what God said concerning your life.
Amen. Hold on fast to what God has said concerning your life. You know, all these other things that are not in line with the word, they have nothing to do with you. We refuse them. You know, that's exactly what we're doing. Maruti, let's take a short left, make our way back, continue, Amen. And also pray this evening.
Amen.
This afternoon, rather.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Coronavirus 2019 is a new respiratory illness that spreads from one person to another through droplets when an infected person coughs or sneezes.
Protect yourself and your community from getting and spreading this illness by practicing preventative measures such as
wash hands frequently with water and soap for at least 20 seconds.
Stay at home if you're sick or call coronavirus hotline to get medical advice.
Avoid close contact with people who are sick.
Covering your mouth and nose when coughing and sneezing with elbow or tissue.
Clean and sterilize frequently touched objects and surfaces with bleach and other non-toxic chemicals.
Play your part to prevent the spread of coronavirus and other diseases in your community. For more information, please call Coronavirus Center on 0800-029999 free of charge or go to nicd.ac.za or health.gov.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, indeed. It is Heart to Heart right here on Radio Pulpit. We are on 657 AM. That's where we are. Alternatively, www.radiopulpit.co.za. You're also able to find us on our website as well. You can easily connect with us there. We're on different social media platforms as well. Those are platforms that you are more than welcome to utilizing. We're joined on the line this afternoon by Pastor Nokemani. We're about to wrap things up. Mfundisi?
Yes,
Muruti. We're about to wrap it up. In case you missed it, we're in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 16. Refuse to accept. Refuse to accept. That's where we are this afternoon. We're about to wrap it up, Muruti. You can wrap it up for us. Summarize for somebody who may have missed the message. And also pray with every single one of us, Mfundisi, because we accept so many things. That we shouldn't be, that we should in actual fact be shaking off.
Definitely. Number, just before we pray, obviously, just to touch on the fact that when this is an interesting fact on this text, that when that woman find out that the baby is not hers, there was an argument between the two of them, and the argument, one said it's mine, one said it's mine. But the Bible says then they then said, let's bring the matter before the king, since the matter cannot be resolved by us, and I'm refusing to accept this, let me take this matter and bring it before Solomon. You will know, Paul, that Solomon is one of the greatest, wisest king ever lived on this earth. But the Bible said there is one greater than Solomon, which is Jesus Christ. And I'm saying today, before we pray, let's take the matter you have in your hands and let's bring it before the king. Because a matter that is before you, as much as she was refusing to accept it, but there was an argument as he refuses, then the Bible said that she said, let's take the matter and bring it before the king. So then the king can be able to resolve the matter on our behalf. So I'm saying that at this stage, let's take this matter and before we bring it before the king. I'm believing God that your matter will be settled today. I'm believing God that the king will rule justly for you.
Yeah.
I believe the Bible, when they got to the king, Paul, this is interesting, just before I pray, let me show this. When they got to the king, the Bible said, the king said, bring me the living baby. Let's cut the living baby in half and give each one our half. The woman whose child is not hers said, no, go ahead, do that. But the woman whose child is hers said, no, rather keep the baby alive. And these are the words of the king. He says, now I know that the baby is yours. And she took the living child from the wrong mother and gave it to the right mother. So she went in the king's place with a dead child. But she walked out of the king's presence with a living child.
Amen.
And I'm believing God that this afternoon on the 11th of November, that there's somebody who's walking in God's presence with a dead dream, with a dead vision, with a dead self. And today there's about to be an exchange. What happened in the middle of the night, there was a swipe of an exchange that happened. But in the presence of the king in daylight, there was a reverse of that exchange. And my prayer this afternoon is to pray for the reverse of the exchange. Father, we give you the glory. We give the praise, oh God, for each and every individual under the echo of my voice. Right here, live on Radio Pulpit, I pray for each and every individual that's coming across a situation that they've got a dead dream in their hands. They've got a dead family, a dead marriage. Something is dying in their own hands. My God, I pray as they bring the matter before you, may they come back in your presence with a living dream. Because they are full of doubt, anxiety, and depression. They walked out with anxiety. They were alive last night. They were optimistic last night. They were excited last night. But this morning, they woke up with everything in them dead. But today, we said there is a reverse of an exchange. In the name of Jesus, those who have lost things during the pandemic and those who have lost businesses and lost houses and lost jobs, I pray that, mighty God, there must be a restoration. I pray for each and every individual that sees that their things are dead, that today they walk in boldly in your presence and refuse to accept what's in their hands. We declare what we have in our hands is not ours. The dead dream is not mine. The dying family is not mine. The dying business is not mine. I refuse to accept it. I declare on their behalf that they refuse to accept it right now. In the name of Father, every other name, I pray, oh God, that make it to come to pass for them. May they return back with a living dream in Jesus. And we pray, God, for even our country during the time of pandemic, the time of vaccination. We are praying for the God for smoothness of everything, tranquility and peace, and unity among politicians and unity among communities, that our people, the services will be delivered well. I pray, mighty God, as we voted, that because we will receive everything promised. I declare peace in our land. May you heal those who are sick and bound, oh God. We declare all these things and we trust you that them. So shall it be. It can never be otherwise. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Murudi. We really appreciate your contribution and prayer this evening. Siyabulela kumfundo swami. Thank you so much. Bless you.
Bless you. God bless you.
Lovely. It's 28 minutes before top of the hour. Big thank you to Pastor Nokemani. Thank you so, so much, Moruti. We really, really appreciate your contribution this afternoon right here on the show. May the good Lord continue to bless you. Thank you so, so much. I'm seeing another prayer request on our WhatsApp line. Yeah, unfortunately, I saw it after. But thank you so, so much. We see you and God sees what's in your heart. Thank you so, so much. We really appreciate Murudu. We appreciate, you know, his contribution this afternoon. Maybe for this individual who sent through a prayer request, let me give you the number. You can send through your prayer requests. If you need someone to pray with you, please do send us your prayer requests. We continuously pray with you. You can call us on 012-334-1200. Alternatively, you can send us an email. It is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za. prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. You can also call us. That is our WhatsApp number, 067-429-7564. Or you can also give us a call, shall do it, on 064-530-6805. You can send through a message. That is for WhatsApp Youth Counseling. If you're a young person, you need to speak to someone, you are troubled one way or the other, and you need to talk to someone, you are not alone. You know, you are not alone. Get in touch and speak to someone who will understand, you know, someone who will strengthen you, someone who you can speak to, someone who can pray with and for you. So important. There are times in your life where you can't pray for yourself, where you need other individuals to carry you in prayer. And, you know, sometimes you may look around you and not be able to spot anyone. This is why we're here. You know, this is why we're then able to step in and say, you know, you can then get in touch with us and receive prayer and really be able to speak to someone who can be of help in this very, very situation. So always remember that you are certainly not alone.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.